USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In transcripts that were just released by the impeachment inquiry, Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman told the committees there was no ambiguity. President Trump's deal with Ukraine was a straight-up trade, an Oval Office visit in exchange for a public investigation into Joe Biden and his son. The president says, so far, the inquiry hasn't hurt him.
But in no cases have I been hurt. In no cases that I see have I been hurt.
The president's lawyers say they'll ask the Supreme Court next week to hear an appeal of lower court rulings allowing New York State prosecutors to obtain his tax records as part of a criminal investigation. The lawyer for former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he has brand new information that may be relevant in the impeachment inquiry about meetings and conversations related to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There's some changing faces in the Windy City. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Chicago's mayor named former Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck to serve as Chicago's interim police superintendent a day after the city's top cop announced he is retiring. Mayor Lori Lightfoot said Beck was the perfect choice for the job, leading the police force in the nation's third largest city. She noted that he implemented many of the same reforms in L.A. that Chicago has undertaken in recent years.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. David Roth is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
On Tuesday, it ends up being a much larger area of the country, basically from Texas over to Maine and back into the Great Lakes. We're going to have record cold, high temperatures for the southern locations, highs in the 40s, which highs in the 40s would be, for places the Gulf Coast, would be about the coldest they would normally experience in the winter. And they're getting to this in November.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Disney employees were arrested in a child pornography sting that was orchestrated by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. One was a custodial worker at Disney Resorts, the other a former Disney manager. There was also a college student and a former middle school assistant principal. They and 13 other men were charged in Florida. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Some as young as infants in diapers that are being sexually abused.
All 17 face a number of child pornography possession charges. For 116 years, Nabisco has sold Barnum's Animal Crackers. You probably had them as a kid. They came in a small box, which looked like they were caged inside a circus boxcar. Now, after pressure from the animal rights group PETA, the snack company has made some recent changes to the outdated packaging design. For more than 30 years, PETA has been protesting the use of animals in circuses. After 146 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, which the snack was named after, has closed down. After pressure from PETA, Nabisco has decided to change the package of Barnum's animal crackers, and they're now free from their cages. The new packaging shows the animals happily roaming free among their natural environment, rather than in circus cages. PETA tweeted, "Big victories can come in small packages. Thank you, Nabisco." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.